Hi, everybody. Welcome to Midway Water Advisory Board. It's been a while since we've all been together. And we need to approve the minutes from November 4th. So that was the last time we had a meeting.
Yep.
Is it me or is it you?
It's you.
Okay, all right. And we also need to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting. So did someone who had a chance to read those minutes want to make a motion?
I read them. I'll make the motion.
There you go.
That we approve the minutes from November and the agenda for tonight.
Okay.
Second.
Second by Jeff. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed or abstaining? Okay, I didn't do anything because I was not at that meeting in November. Thank you, Steve, for coming. All right, and we don't have Craig here tonight, but we have Jeff. I think we have everyone we need from Irrigation Company, so we will carry on then. The project we're looking at tonight is the Midway West Bergie ICF.
So the real name is Bergie Lane Church Subdivision. That was the placeholder name.
Oh, okay. So this is the new church they're looking to build on Bergie Lane.
All right.
So Michael's going to present the discussions for the water calculations, and then it falls to us to make a recommendation motion for city council.
All right. So this property is just under 5 acres. It's 4.46 acres, RI-143 zoning. This will just be one property, one lot. So they're gonna record a subdivision with this. So it's the site of a future LDS church, and it's a permitted use in this zone. Has frontage on Bergie Lane and Canyon View Road. Both of those are public roads. And it will connect to MSD's line, Midway's culinary water line, and Midway Irrigation Company's secondary water line. So there's a secondary water line that runs down Canyon View, and they're gonna have to build the line going east along Bergie Lane. So along their frontage.
Ooh, that would be great.
Yep.
Because that would then get us that the stuff, the homes on the south side of the road,
across
on their chain system, onto the irrigation system.
So is that something that where irrigation would consider extending once they've got it moved down?
So
I don't know if we'll consider. I mean, we could probably work with getting it across the road.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Would you want to work with the contractor that's putting that line in?
Do it all at the same time.
Where the road's open?
We could look at that, yes.
Because
we can't. So
all of them. Where's he going to pick up the water?
Yeah, so the line comes down this way, and they would be building to their east boundary over here. It'd be nice if we could also extend, obviously, to the west and pick up those homes too, all the way to Pine Canyon, because I think the other line ends kind of where Pine Canyon meets Lacey Lane. I think that's where
we're going to make
where
that.
Pine Canyon meets Lacey.
Not Lacey Lane.
Not Lacey Lane. Carrier Lane. So right here, there's a line, but we're missing from there over to here. And the church would pick up on this part here, but we're still missing
where,
this.
Where Pine Canyon Road, right there.
Yeah.
So what if you even just got down the Pine Canyon roundabout? That's definitely
that would help.
Yeah.
Because I think we'd have better pressure if we tied into the Pine Canyon.
Loop it around. Yeah.
There isn't a line in Pine Canyon.
That John Money was going to do that development.
John Money is
for the
here.
South.
He's coming from the south.
But we're going to have him bring the water line up Pine Canyon Road.
Yeah. To his north boundary.
Yeah,
so would
right
you
there.
Want to come down and meet where he's ending?
We'd work with the church.
I think that could be a good one.
That would help it.
Because
that one subdivision, we have no secondary because of the parking lot.
We do have Mike Davey on Zoom. He's the architect that's working for the church on this one. So we've had conversations with him about it. But yeah,
we'd be interested in doing something on that.
Okay. And while we're looking at this, there's no ditches or easements that are needed across
this
property.
That's never had a drop of water on it.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't look like it has a drop of water on it.
Yeah.
And Michael, on that, not that matters to us a whole lot in this committee, but I'm just curious, are they looking to be the church right smack dab in the center or on one side, or what are they?
I've got a site plan, we'll show,
Okay, perfect.
Just a couple of items, not necessarily water board items. There are some sensitive lands right here that'll be protected. There's a crater that's on that side of the property. And then there's been a lot of field dumped on this property over the past, going back 20 years. I don't know. And so their height is measured from natural grade, so that's one thing we've worked with them on. So
they have to do those test things just like Mr. Money had to?
They've pretty much figured out where that natural grade is down here. And this is okay. It slopes this direction. And so this is kind of the worst spot here, down at the bottom. So I'll show you the site plan. So here's what it will look like. We've got one access point over here off Bergie, kind of on the eastern side, and then there's another access point from Canyon View on the north. We've tried to make sure we've got good separation from existing roads for the access. There's a pretty good setback along the front here. A lot of more parking than what our code requires for this, but that's their choice if they want to do some extra parking. This is a meeting house. It's not a stake center, it's a meeting house, so it's got four bishop's offices in it, is what we're looking at. And what we've calculated out on the numbers is everything on the property that's not hard surface, that's included in the outside irrigation. And then also the park strip, they'll be putting the trail in along Bergie and the sidewalk along Canyon View Road. So these park strip areas are a part of the calculation for the water requirement. One thing that the church has agreed to do is connect this sidewalk up into Scotch Field, which is something they don't have to do, but they feel like it will be something that's good for the community. We do also. A lot of people will be walking down that sidewalk. The other thing is we'll be putting the trail over here off Center Street this summer, and they're going to connect the trail all the way over to that crossing, so that'll be nice.
That'll
so
be a
all
raised,
connect together.
Raised crosswalk.
Raised crosswalk right there. Let's see. Shows just some of the dimensions and some of the things they'll be doing on site. They have... One of the comments from Planning Commission was if we don't have to put a fence and we don't want to, and the community felt that way, so they pulled back on the fencing and they're going to leave it more open now.
So no fencing, white vinyl or otherwise?
Yeah, they were going to put up a white 6-foot white vinyl fence, and now they've pulled back on that for the time being. They're going to put a little curb. It'll delineate the property where it meets Falaise, for instance, and where it meets Scotchfields on the north, so everybody can see where the property line is, but it'll just be a little concrete, you know, curb on the, just in the grass. We've got a little smart
Michael,
building
how much,
up here.
How much is too much parking?
What did you say that?
That's always an estimate, Mayor, on what's too much.
Give me your best guess.
So there's definitely, when I've compared this with other churches, now this has four wards in it where a lot of the other churches just have three in them because that's all they were really designed for. Could that make a difference on parking? Possibly if you had everybody there for some reason, but a lot of times the wards don't overlap all the way. They overlap two at a time. And so, we don't have anything that says you can't put in extra parking.
Well, the reason I'm asking is that some of the community questions I've been given is would they consider doing more with grass and trees and a little less parking? And if that's the case, will the water then be different? And is that the reason they're opting for asphalt as opposed to green? And I mean, the furthest north and the furthest east sections, I could see that there could be some real benefit into potentially rather than just a row of parking place, mm-hmm. creating islands of trees or something. And is that something they would be willing to consider? And if so, what would we require then in terms of water? So that's the reason I'm asking.
More water would be required because we require 3 acre feet for every acre of irrigated area. So more water would be required. As for being able to say in the code the control, how much parking they put in. There's nothing that says they can't put in more parking than what our code requires them to put in. So there's a minimum, but, and they're meeting the minimum, but there's not a maximum. So we'd have to ask them nicely, I guess, is what we'd say.
Once you get to this point, the church is a lot easier to work with.
Yeah.
It's the development arm of the church that's hard to work with. So if you ask them about the parking and make a request, I bet they follow and see what they can do to do that.
Could you eliminate three stalls?
Right, every 12 stalls and do something with the tree or...
Yeah, I mean, there are some islands.
Everyone's always hungry to park in shade.
Incorporated in here.
That's just a whole lot of black asphalt in an area that is surrounded by homes and grass. And so it's just going to be very, very obvious. And I just am wondering how much they might be willing to consider. And do they already own water? So is water not a big deal? That's, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. I mean, the church has the 18 acres on the south side. I mean, I'm sure they've got water.
Yeah. They have water,
yeah. Yeah.
And I can't imagine if they put in some planter boxes with trees, it would be a lot more water, would it?
Yeah, that wouldn't be very much more water, but it's just some islands in the parking lot, that's for sure.
And you just run drip lines to them and...
Yeah, that would
probably be God, the nature of the natural ground is on par, right? It's probably on rock.
Right, that's why I'm envisioning, the concrete planter boxes potentially.
Yeah.
Raises things up, you can bring in a ton of dirt, and the pot rock is actually decent drainage if you've got enough dirt above it.
Yeah.
Right? You guys are
that. When we look at the water calculation, if they're using Midway Irrigation Company shares, which I think they probably would, they've got a lot of room still between what they're, because they're going to have to turn over two shares, is what we're looking at. And there's a big gap from what they're required to turn over to hitting the two share mark. And I'll show you the numbers. So that wouldn't be an issue if we're just talking islands. I think the issue would be, one is a lot of places, and I don't know if the church, this is the case for the church, but they don't like islands because of the maintenance that's required with plowing. You know, it's a lot more difficult to plow something that has islands in it. So that's one thing that I've found over time is the resistance to islands is regarding snow maintenance. There obviously would be some more maintenance regarding trees, but that's probably not a big deal. And so, but we'd really have to talk to them. Again, we don't have a way of telling them that they can't put in parking around the church. And so, and we do have Mike Davey on the line if you want to chime in, Mike, on this subject.
Yeah, I'd love to. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate you letting me be here by Zoom. Thank you. I agree with everything that Michael said. And the church's approach is, on the parking is, we want to provide adequate parking, so we're not going to have street parking, on bigger events.
Sure.
And also, because this is not a stake center site, the church isn't authorized to provide any type of recreation area, like a larger grass area, which they might do on stake centers, but on this one, it's not. And so we're at about 297 parking stalls, which is, definitely adequate for our needs. And we feel like that's a good number, so we're not going to overflow on the streets. And for some of the reasons Michael mentioned, the church prefers not to, put too many islands in parking lots. We have, we have put the end caps on the islands, so we at least delineate, access ways and driveways, and make, we break up that asphalt to some extent. And we'll have trees all around the perimeter of the parking lot. So we'll have a lot of trees on site, especially at the front of the building and all around the perimeter. But we prefer not to break that up further with additional landscape islands that, they are a maintenance issue. And then you're piling snow up next to each one of those during the winter. So we prefer to leave it just how we designed it, if that's acceptable to everyone.
Mike, Wes here. I wasn't aware. I don't know that I've seen a landscape plan. You say you are planning between the parking and your property line to plant trees?
Yes, we are. I don't think I can share my screen with this Zoom.
I could stop sharing, and then you should be able to share.
Okay.
So you should be able to share now.
Okay, there we go.
better picture of the other one.
I was going to say, I like that one better.
This is Steve Farrell.
Okay. Give me one second.
That connector, if it's not in just right, you get a lot of interference.
It's even worse when you pull it out.
Okay, can you see my screen now?
Yeah,
we can see it.
Okay, so this is preliminary. We still haven't got the final approval yet, but you can see we've got, you know, trees kind of bordering the parking lot. The islands, you know, a lot in front since we have a large setback. You know, this green area, the actually turf grass, a couple areas around the building and that. And then along that asphalt path would be like a native grass mix. And so most of anything that's not grass in that native grass would be, you know, rock mulch, a couple different rock mulch and boulders, you know, so shrubs on drip irrigation.
Yeah, and Mike, it seems like the setback from the property line, is that about 70 feet is where we end up?
Yeah, about 70 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that explanation. I understand where you're coming from. As many trees as you can do would be appreciated.
Okay. I'll take that in mind, and maybe we can add a few more.
Thank you. So your calculations, Michael, are based on what we're seeing here?
Yeah, so the numbers that were given us, everywhere that the church does a lot of drip irrigation, but we've calculated the full amount of water for everywhere that could be irrigated. And so we do have those numbers. If you stop sharing your screen, Mike, I'll be able to share mine again. And
yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, based off the acreage of the property, so 4.77, so that's after dedication. Pervious surface for building, sidewalks, and parking, that's 3.4 acres, that's the majority of the property. We have the irrigated area that's left over at 1.36 acres on site, and the park strip is 0.22 acres. So those two combined come out to 4.74 acre feet. And then going through the culinary connection, and that covers 4 drinking fountains, 11 sinks, 4 urinals, 10 toilets, 29 total fixtures, is half an acre foot. And that's based off of historic use of other meeting houses. And that's the high end of the estimation for that. That comes out to 4.74 plus the 0.5, which is 5.24 acre feet. Midway Irrigation Company shares are worth 3 acre feet each, so we're looking at really two shares being dedicated for this plat. That leaves quite a bit of, it leaves some extra between the 0.24 up to six acre feet. Are there questions on the calculation then for this one?
How big it, when you compare them to the other buildings, how many other buildings you compare it to?
Yeah, so we were given this information from the church's water rights division, and so we did leave a message with them to figure out what that sample size is. Mike, do you have any idea what that average would have, that sample size would have been from?
Yeah, I know it's dozens or hundreds of buildings that they have access to the records for.
Yeah, and I imagine some of those buildings have baptismal fonts where this one doesn't have that. That would probably be one of the bigger water users. But
so, it's not just buildings in the area.
Mm-hmm. It's buildings in general, is my understanding. For the fixtures, inside use.
Looking at the 3 or 4 buildings we have in the area.
For building size itself?
Yeah. Well, for water usage.
So we've got 3 buildings in city limits. We could look at those.
Mm-hmm. And usage, with your concern being parking?
No, for the water.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, you can never do one of these, like schools or a church, off of the standards you find in the state standards, because they never work. So we found it's always good to take buildings from the area and use an average.
Yeah.
So is secondary water metered at the churches in town?
Or this is indoor.
Yeah, really what? Just the indoor
this is
use.
Indoor that we're looking at here.
Right. Yeah, the
outdoor we're going to require what's normal.
The indoor is probably based on an average of usage on the buildings in the area.
So do we meter that? I mean, Jennifer, do we have meters on those buildings?
We have meters as far as the culinary water inside, yeah, on the churches.
So you want to just maybe compare that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I imagine they've already done that to a degree.
Yeah, it sounds like they've done that on many churches, but we could bring it down to just the three because we have those numbers
yep.
here at the city and figure out.
I can pull that information.
Yeah, I think those three churches. Cross check and see how if they're close, because we got the one on 113 and the one over there.
That but would be the annual the usage. School.
But it would be fair to know that those all have baptismal fonts, don't they?
No, just we don't have one.
The one on South Center wouldn't have it, but.
So we need to compare apples to apples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's easy to look at.
Yeah.
I can get that and give it to you so you have it time for the next meeting.
Would we want to look at a motion based on what's been determined with the caveat just being that should the comparison come out dramatically different, we would revise our motion before it goes to council?
I think the key is if it pushes it above 6 acre feet.
Yeah.
That would be... Mm-hmm. I think if it's less, 6 acre feet or less, it should be fine.
And it's probably correct. It'd just be
good
to verify it locally.
I think that's a good idea.
We could add 0.75 to that 0.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would bring us up to 1.25. Yeah.
That would bring us to the 6.
Yeah. Wait, add what to who?
Well, we have a gap of 0.76 that if we went above 0.76, it would push it above 2 shares.
Oh, that brings it to an even.
In 2 shares, yeah.
Okay.
So if I'll work with Jennifer.
Yeah,
we'll see what those numbers are, and if it pushes above that threshold, we can bring it back. So we need a motion for that.
Yeah.
Move to pass it forward favorably, given that when you guys do that homework, it falls within 6 acre feet.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And any further discussion? I would just maybe add to that if it does look like our estimate's off, then we could do an amended motion via email, if that would be all right with everybody. Okay. Is that okay with your motion, Russ?
Yep.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed or abstaining? Okay, that's unanimous. Plant me a bunch of trees.
We'll do that. We'll make sure it looks good.
I won't let it go. I'll be seeing you at City Council. I'll remind you.
Will we?
Okay.
Or is this just going to Planning Commission?
Right.
So what's the timetable on this?
They've got a context amendment.
Do we have do we have a timeline on when they're looking to get started?
Well, from my discussion with Mike today, they're ready to go now. But the plat has to be recorded. They also have a code text amendment that's going before the council, and that will be March 18th. And that's regarding the steeple height. So we've got those two items.
Okay.
Steeple height doesn't make a difference on the church. I mean, that's going to move forward, but... to do what they'd like to do, they'd like to get that code changed to allow them to have a steeple height that's roughly about the same as all the other ones in town. We'd reduce the height of the steeple in our code down lower than what you'd normally see in churches. So it's up to the city council to decide if they want to make a change or not with that. But that's our next step. The next step on the subdivision itself is working through the final details and then getting the plat recorded. And then they can move forward on their building permit.
So, if irrigation company wants to, I would assume this water lot's going to be one of the first things they do, that infrastructure work. So, you guys can reach out.
And see if there's something we can do.
They'll probably be bonding for that because they want to move forward on the building permit as soon as possible. So they'll have to work with Wes to get the bonds in place for that so they can record the plat.
Okay, folks, is there any new or old business we need to cover?
I can't think of any.
Okay, I couldn't either. Okay, Mike, there you go, and I will now take a motion to adjourn.
Move we adjourn.
It's just favorite motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.
Well, it's good to see them.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Yeah, thanks,
Mike. You too.
Good night. Come on.